Once considered the breadbasket of the province, if not the country, Prince Edward County has changed, and now 14% of residents live in poverty, yet despite the strong agricultural industry, the county has the second highest rate of food insecurity in Ontario. Recognizing the problem and part of the safety and well-being plan, the municipality began the poverty conversation across the area, inviting the public to participate in sessions led by facilitators from the Tamarack Institute. With input from residents who live in different areas of the county, it was the first step to help shape a community movement to address, reduce, or eliminate poverty in Prince Edward County. Tamarack facilitators Heather Keane and Natasha Pye chatted about the poverty problem, the important role of volunteers to the solution, and the necessary engagement of youth.
We believe that a lot of these larger social changes that we want to see in the world, like poverty reduction, belonging, climate transitions, to be sustainable, to have the impact we're looking to see, it takes an entire community to do it. And so that includes many different sectors coming together, nonprofits, people with lived experience, residents, the private sector, the public sector, all working together because we all have a piece of the system, of the result. And so we all need to contribute. We all have different assets. So each sector offers what they can, and together with a shared vision or shared goal, that is how we accomplish things like poverty reduction. So Tamarack Institute, look, we bring communities together and we support the skills building, the capacity to work differently with all those different sectors. So how do you bring together people from business and public and nonprofits and individuals to work together towards a common goal? What are the leadership skills? What are the mindsets we need? Who should we be going to, and how? How do you measure impact when there are so many different things going on towards poverty reduction in the community and in general? So that's the type of thing that we do. Specifically, we also support a few different issue areas. So aside from that general capacity building, in my team, we focus on poverty reduction. So how do you take those skills, that theory, and put it into practice? So we support a network across 90 communities in Canada and some in the U.S. to actually do this, to create together poverty reduction strategies or climate transition strategies or belonging strategies, to come together and to actually do it. And then we learn from what that looks like in different communities across Canada, and we update the theory and the capacity building so they, one really feeds into the other, and we try to leapfrog off of one another so that we're not repeating the same mistakes in one place as the other. We're sharing research, we're sharing resources. It's really about capacity building, doing it together, and trying to reduce poverty in all of its forms at the end of the day.
So it's been interesting how you've been handling it here in the county, because there are so many small communities here. Could you speak to that?
So rural communities. Rural communities are actually really good situated to do this, because we inherently have that sense of community and to know each other. But it is also more difficult because rural communities, one hamlet is different than the next hamlet, then different than the next hamlet. And so it's really about understanding the nuances of our hamlets and recognizing the differences, and then what is common amongst them, and being able to bring what's common amongst them so that it then can be a region or a county-wide way of a solution, but also recognizing that community themselves have what it needs to all contribute to it. So we saw today the breadth of community associations, and they're pivotal in community. Churches, the small groups, they are so pivotal to the life of communities. They are closing their doors because of volunteerism, and so this would be a great way to help communities see that we could do something and get out and be more civic and join those clubs so the doors don't close.
An important piece to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only thing I would add maybe is one of our other teams or departments is looking at communities building youth futures. Oh, yeah. And I think some of the lessons that we've learned along those ways are the importance of pathways in. So like, what are the pathways that introduce young people into service clubs and volunteering and that kind of thing? And the importance of solving in a holistic way around young people. Because if young people don't have the good mental health, food, the clothes to participate in something, they're a lot less likely to engage. And so I think there's something about, we talked a lot about poverty today and the different pillars, health and housing and the many things that people are struggling with in this community and in many other communities. So how do we support them to be able to participate, offer those pathways, and then align in place that we think that place is so important, because this is in places where people live and feel the most connected to the issue. Yes. And we see that issues like poverty, like youth engagement, it's very different in different communities. So like we were talking about today, Prince Edward County's poverty reduction or poverty issue is probably going to look different than Toronto, than Drumheller, Alberta, than Trail, BC, than Vancouver. And so it's the people in the community that know best what does poverty look like, what are the issues in our community, and you probably care a lot more than somebody who lives in a, you know, totally different city. And so this is what, like, this is why we think it's sustainable, is because the people are here, they care. There's a lot of influence in each community to do things differently. And so this is where it needs to start. And the question that I think Heather was speaking to that we always ask is, what can we do? And that's what we started today. You know, it's, can we eliminate poverty? Maybe. But we can, you know, lift people up to be the best that they possibly can be. That's what we can do. Looking at the different community and service clubs and like the wealth of different assets in our community, like that's what can we do without waiting for, you know, the federal government that, you know, moves slowly, or the different levels of government. There are things that we can do in each community.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.